finder of something great. My lungs will fill and then deflate. They fill with fire, exhale desire. I know it's dire, my time today. I have these thoughts so often I ought to replace that slot with what I once bought. Cause somebody stole my car radio and now I just sit in silence.
Now, go find the others. .com.
Wait, ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
Three people have been shot dead in attacks at a Jewish community center and a retirement home in Kansas City.
You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI Kansas City Community Radio.
Good morning, blues, how do you do? Good morning, blues, how do you do? Babe, I feel all right, but I come to worry you. Babe, it's Christmas time, I wanna see Santa Claus. Baby, it's Christmas time, I wanna see Santa Claus. Don't show me my pretty baby, I'll break all of the laws. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Santa Claus, listen to my plea. Put my baby back to me.
money on a fine headstone. Get a case of fine wine, get everybody stoned. Then just like me, you'll be feeling no pain. Well, then scatter my ashes on the punch train. It ain't over when it's over. The soul lives on and it never dies. It ain't over when it's over. And there's a better world waiting on the other side.
Tell me now that you got a hole in you're not a. Now that you got a, what you gonna do? Are you gonna be any better than the man you had to be to get a? Oh, now that you got a, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Thank you. flesh and burst is all so sad. The eagle flies on Friday Avenue. Saturday I go out to play. Church and I fall on my knees and pray. I say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. I said, Lord, Lord, have mercy.
Sets up in the west. Get the sunrise in the east, baby. And it sets up in the west. It's hard to tell, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell. Which one? Which one I love best? Thank you.
Noel Langley gained international attention as one of the screenwriters of The Wizard of Oz. Before that, he wrote a children's book, In the Land of Green Ginger, that was an overnight success. He wrote a special version just for Pacifica Radio in 1962 and read it himself. And you can hear it Wednesday morning at 5 on From the Vault.
Julia, just like the river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother. I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. We'll be right back.
my friend, I brought you here. Now, babe, you done me wrong. I'm leaving, leaving. I'm going back down the line, down the line. Oh, yeah. What you say? Goodbye. What you say? Goodbye.
Thank you. Stormy Monday.
Listening to WIN, Workers Independent News, a production of Diversified Media Enterprises. I'm Doug Cunningham. Each day in America, 12 workers die on the job from workplace injuries. Workers and their unions today are marking Workers' Memorial Day to remember those killed and to keep up the fight for workplace safety. Unions have been instrumental in workplace safety gains over the decades, demanding safety rules and legislation and action from government and from employers. This is the 43rd anniversary of the Occupational Safety and Health Act, and great progress has been made mandate on worker safety since it was passed. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the National Safety Council, the job fatality rate has been cut by 82% since 1970. The battle in Seattle to establish a $15 an hour minimum wage picked up steam over the weekend as the organization 15 Now voted to start collecting signatures for a ballot initiative. About 250 activists held a conference in Seattle over the weekend. Jess Spear of Vote 15 says a victory for workers on a $15 an hour minimum wage in Seattle will inspire workers nationwide to take up the fight.
Will absolutely send a shockwave across the country and across the world and really provide inspiration and confidence for workers everywhere to begin the fight back against income inequality and really start to demand our rights and fight back against this race to the bottom. So I encourage all your listeners to get involved and support Vote 15.
30,000 signatures will be needed to put the $15 wage on the city ballot in Seattle. The goal of the 15 Now group is to get 50,000. Seattle's Mayor Ed Murray has expressed support for the